Good evening, my sisters. I'm so glad to know that everybody's on the line, and we're just going to have a good time in the Lord tonight. Would you bow with me, please? Dear most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for this another blessed day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you for touching us with your finger of love and waking us, Father, and giving us a chance to get it right one more day, Father God. We ask that you forgive us of our sins. Now, Father, we lift up your daughters, Natissa Thompson and Katrina Stafford, Father. We know that they have great lessons to share with us about stepping out of the hurricane. Father, we know that we go through trials and tribulations, but Father, we know who holds the hurricane, and we know who can calm the hurricane. And Father, we thank you for everybody that's on this line. Bless each and every household. Bless those that couldn't be on the line, Father God. Lord, we thank you for Lady Prayer Warriors. It has touched so many sisters' lives. A lot of the sisters that felt like they didn't have a voice, they have one now. A lot of sisters that didn't think that they could do a lesson or teaching lessons, Father, it's a blessing. And Father, I ask a special blessing up on the founder, our sister Sharaka Melton. Bless her, Father. She's got a lot going on. Bless her son, our Zion. Lord, we thank you for them. And whatever they stand in need of, Father, we lay it at your feet. We thank you again for this night, Father God. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Beautiful prayer. Sister Bridges, very beautiful. Scripture reading will be by Sister Vivian Mills.
Good evening, sisters. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 1, verse 23, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. I've read to you Colossians 1, verse 23. May we all say amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we are now ready for our song praise, and our songbird tonight will be Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and hath cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. Revive us again, fill each heart with thy love. May so be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Thank you, sisters.
Beautiful, beautiful, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins. Amen. Revive us again. Amen. Amen. All right. We will have now our introduction to our speaker. And that will be by Sister Katrina Stafford.
Hello, sisters. My name is Sister Katrina Stafford, and I have the honor and the pleasure of introducing our speaker of the hour, Sister Natissa Thompson. Sister Thompson is the wife of Brother Tony Thompson, who labors and serves at the Virginia Avenue Church of Christ in Columbia, Mississippi. She has two children whose names are Michael and India. In addition, she is the proud grandmother of two whose names are Malia and Iceland. Sister Natissa is an active member of the Virginia Avenue Church of Christ in Columbia, Mississippi, where she teaches youth Sunday school and Bible study. She participates in the youth Bible bowls, and she also plans and organizes Ladies' Day program at her local congregation. In addition, she has served as a Lady Prayer Warrior admin for 8 years. She has a great understanding and appreciation of what it means to be a true Christian woman. She is a very dedicated woman. She is dedicated to her family, to the church, to Lady Prayer Warriors, and most importantly, she is dedicated to Christ. She is constantly working for the Lord. She is a godly woman that is always willing to sacrifice her time, energy, and money to serve the Lord. My sister is always willing to lend a helping hand when needed. What I mean by that, she is willing to host prayer calls, host team meetings, speak Friday night Bible series, or fill in anywhere help is needed. She is a committed woman who always strives to do her best when it comes to the Lord's work. There isn't anything that my sister wouldn't do for the Lord. She is no stranger to speaking on our Friday night Bible series. In every lesson, you can rest assured that my sister will provide you with book, chapter, and verse as she teaches God's word. She has delivered many powerful lessons. So on tonight, you will be blessed again with another powerful lesson that she will speak on from the title, from the theme, Stepping Out of the Hurricane. So, sisters, sit back, relax, and help me welcome the woman whom I admire with such a contagious, loving spirit. Ladies, the next voice you will hear will be the voice of the woman who I am proud to call my sister in Christ. So without further ado, please welcome my sweet sister, Natissa Thompson.
Amen, amen. Giving God all the honor and the glory, thanking him for allowing me to present a lesson on tonight. And I want to thank also all of the administration for the hard work and dedication that they have given to the Lord, and tonight for being on my program as well, to all those that are on the program. Sister Rosalind Boddy, thank you so much for being my gracious host. And thank you so much, my dear Sister Bridges White, for opening us up with the word of prayer. And Sister Vivian Mills, thank you so much for reading God's word. And thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for singing that song. Me and you were on the same page with that as well. I want to thank you for that. And thank you so much, Sister Katrina, for that beautiful introduction. And also, I want to thank Sister Sharaka Melton in advance for closing us in a word of prayer at the end of our program for me. And I want to also thank any of our callers that are first time, any of the guests that I've invited or others have invited. We thank you for joining us tonight, and I pray that something will be said that would help you in your spiritual walk. And I want to also, last but not least, thank all of my dedicated lady prayer warriors who labor with us. Thank you so much for being on tonight as well. Now, tonight, we will be hearing two great lessons, and I will start us off tonight with a lesson on this theme for the week and for the month, stepping out of the hurricane. How will a Christian step out or come through stronger? We know that hurricanes, physical hurricanes, can be very massive storms that affect the Atlantic and the Northeastern Pacific Ocean and all the areas of the land around it. Some have left damage that has taken many years to recover, and some have taken many lives. As Christians, storms, they will come in our lives. Some can be hard for us to recover from, and some can also take our loved ones away, or they can turn our lives upside down. But we have to stay grounded in order to step out of the hurricane. As Colossians 1:23 tells us, and Paul tells us, that we should continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye heard, which was preached in all creation under heaven. Yes, life will always bring us storms, but we won't stay in them. Just as the earthly storms come and go, they won't last always. Some can be real intense to the point where you may feel like you won't get through it, or it will be one that takes you real deep in pain and sorrow. God tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalms 30:5. God, sometimes he takes his children through things to remind them that he is still on the throne and to know that we need him to help us when we can't help ourselves. We know sometimes when children won't listen, even spouses won't listen, when jobs are lost, when health fails us, we need to lean and trust in our Heavenly Father that he will work things out through the storms. Yes, he is working things out, even though it may not seem like it. He is working things out. We must also have to, we just have to trust in him. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3:5, which tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Remember that God's thoughts, his thoughts are not like our thoughts, and neither are his ways. Isaiah 55:8 tells us. So we have to trust him to do what he knows and does and knows that is best for us. Now, when we step out of the hurricane, we need to give God thanks. Have a heart of thanksgiving. As 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Show God that we are thankful for bringing us out of our hurricane is what we always need to do. Give him all the thanks and the glory. This shows God that we recognize him and his power. We know that many in the world don't even take the time to look up and recognize who's keeping them through storms of life. Remember God's will in our lives. It is that mankind should love him and to keep his commandments. Yes, we have to continue to have a heart of thanksgiving. Our faith must increase daily in order to step out of the hurricane. If our faith don't increase, we know that doubt will creep in. So we have to work hard, because doubt will not help us to step out of the storm. So we have to work hard to increase our faith daily and strive to have the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 tells us, the first fruit is love, and love helps us to have a better relationship with God. And if we love him with all our heart, our soul, and our mind, our love for God must be unwavering and have a love that grows stronger each day for the Lord. Also, the fruit of the Spirit we must have is joy. Joy is the presence of God, knowing that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Joy has been described as an inner security where we find safety in Christ. There is no joy like knowing that you have safety in the arms of the one who died for you. The next fruit of the Spirit is peace, and we can have that peace because we are secure in the Father and the Savior in their arms. They are our source to everlasting peace. And we know that Jesus is our Prince of Peace. If we trust and obey him, we can experience that eternal peace in heaven. As Psalm 29 and 11 says, that the Lord blesses his people with peace. He gives strength to his people, and he blesses his people with peace. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to know that God allows you to have peace, to step out of the hurricane? The next fruit of the Spirit is long suffering. And God, he continues to be long suffering toward us. He is willing that none should perish, but that all will come to repentance. We must strive to be long suffering and not giving up on those that fall away or those who may not live up to their God-given potential. And remember how long-suffering God was with the Israelites. We know that he was long-suffering with the children of Israel. He gave them chance after chance. And today, under the new law, he is giving those a chance to be obedient to the gospel, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. The next fruit of the Spirit that we need to have is gentleness. We need to be gentle. Being gentle, it doesn't make you weak in God's eyes. It makes you strong. It is needed when we are trying to save souls. It gives us a chance to let God use us for his will. Let us be kind and tenderhearted to others, to those who are lost, and to our brethren in the Lord. We must have also the fruit of goodness. In Hebrews, it means to have uprightness of heart and having an act of obedience to his commandments and seeking to benefit others. Our heart needs to be pure. In Psalms 23 and 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God calls us to be filled with goodness from the inside out, being holy in what we do and say, because Christians should have a heart that seeks goodness. It's only possible through God's grace and his mercy. And the next fruit of the Spirit is faith. Yes, faith is powerful. We know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith brings about understanding. We know without faith it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11 and 6. The next fruit we must have is meekness, also known as humility. Meekness should not be confused either with weakness. It is allowing yourself to be teachable and responsive in our relationship with God, as well as humble, gentle, and respectful in our relationship with others. Philippians 2:5-9 tells us how Jesus humbled himself and he showed humility. He was our ultimate example. He knew it was not self-serving pride, and that it showed greatness to be humble. He knew it leads to genuine goodness and peace. The last fruit of the Spirit, it is temperance or control. Proverbs 16 and verse 32, it tells us, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Self-control allows you to keep your mind focused on God while avoiding the temptation of your desires. Worldly temptations, we know, can be strong, but our spiritual self-control can be stronger with the help of our faith. And with many of us, our biggest spiritual enemy can be ourselves. Let me say that again. With many of us, our biggest spiritual enemy can be ourselves. Yes, we need to step out of the hurricane with confidence in the Lord. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, it tells us, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence through our faith in him. Paul tells us that we have the confidence we need to step out of the hurricane. He tells us not to faint at our tribulations for us. We have to put our confidence in the one who is able to pull us out of the storm, the one who can restore and rebuild us after we step out of the hurricane. Yes, in physical storms, many areas of the world have experienced storms. They have to restore and do some rebuilding. As Christians, stepping out of the storm takes some rebuilding and restoring in our spiritual lives. One way to restore and to rebuild is having Christians, one way to restore and rebuild is having Christians in your life who give you the support and the words of encouragement that you need. It feels good when our sisters build us up and reach out to you when you are going through trials and tribulations. Having a spiritual family helps you stay grounded and rooted. We have to remember that we need each other on this Christian journey. When one hurts, we all hurt. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. Don't be like Job's friends who didn't come to Job with encouragement. That let us speak words that are uplifting. Let us speak words that are edifying. Let us offer prayer and understanding. Wouldn't we want the same thing when we're faced with our trials? We need to have a plan of action when we step out of the storm. Just as one prepares in the event of a physical storm, we as Christians need a plan of action. Our plan is one of God, of keeping God's word close to our heart. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to have our tools or our armor. Our armor is what Paul tells us in Ephesians 6:14-17. He says to stand your ground by putting on the belt of truth and the breastplate, the armor of God's righteousness. He tells us to have our shoes of the gospel of peace and the shield of faith to stop those fiery arrows of Satan. And he tells us to put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And don't forget prayer. We should pray in the Spirit at all times. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers, for all believers need to stay alert and be persistent. Do you keep your plan of action in place by going to God's word on a regular basis? I know sometimes we can slack from it. I myself sometimes slack from my studies, but thank God for Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ and all the sisters who allow us to use them by preparing lessons on Friday night Bible series to help us and allow us to take in a portion of God's word. But this is just a start. We need to have one-on-one with the Father, taking time out to open up the book in our spare time and meditating on the word of God and sharing it with others. When you step out or come through your hurricane, keep striving to do better and to grow as a Christian. Don't forget how God allowed you to come through and have joy after the storm. Stay grounded in the truth, knowing that you have the assurance of God through the gospel and his plan that was given to save mankind from destruction. His plan for us to hear the word of God in Acts 15:7, to believe what we have heard, Mark 16:15-16, to repent from our sins, Acts 17:30, and confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Romans 10:9. Then to be baptized for the remission of our sins, 1 Peter 3:21. Remember that we can step out of a hurricane if we continue to stay grounded and rooted in God. I want to thank you, my sisters, for allowing me to teach God's word, also to help myself in my studies as well. And I pray that I say something to encourage you and that food be in me.
Thank you, Sister Letissa. For me, your voice got a little bit muffled and scratchy, and I did not hear the absolute last sentence that you said, but I believe that you are done, and we want to appreciate you so much.
Yes. Can you hear me? I don't know what happened.
Yes, okay. Now I can. Okay. Now I can hear you.
Thanks, fine. Sorry.
Thank you. Oh, that's all right. Thank you. We'll now have our closing prayer by Sister Sharaka Milton.
Let's go to our Father God in prayer. Lord God, we thank you so much for just waking us up this beautiful day. Lord, we just thank you for this program on tonight. We thank you for Sister Natissa and the word that she gave in helping us to step out of the hurricane by giving us those fruits of the Spirit. Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you have stored upon us, and Lord, just help us to be able to take this lesson and apply it to our lives. Father, we're just thankful for every program participant. We're thankful for our admins and Admin Appreciation Month. We're just thankful for all the work that we do. Father God, we're thankful for all of those who are on the line. And Lord, we pray and hope, and we're just asking that they will take these things in which they heard on tonight and study them and become a better person because of it. Father, we thank you for the churches of Christ all over the land and country and all over the world that are speaking and teaching the things according to your will and your way. Father, we're just so thankful for allowing us to be here on today. You could have decided something different, but you gave us the time and the space to serve you. Father, we ask that you create in us a clean heart each and every day and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. Father, we're just so thankful for your love. Father, we're so thankful for your patience. Father, we're so thankful for your forgiveness. Father, we're so thankful for this revival. Father, we need to be revived. We need to be able to come anew and just be able to start our lives all over again, serving you and being desirous and after your own heart, Father God. Father, we're just thankful that we are able to gather together on tonight and listen to the word that Sister Natissa spoke. We ask that you be with her family. Bless baby Iceland. Bless her son and her daughter and her husband and the grandchildren as a whole, Father God. We're just asking that you keep and cover them always. Help Natissa continue to be a soldier on the battlefield and speaking book, chapter, and verse as we study throughout these different lessons, and help her to continue to strive to uplift and be a leader. Father, we're just asking that you continue to keep this Lady Prayer Warrior group in all of our endeavors. Bless our 24-hour prayer-a-thon, Father God. We know that it is a big event, and we know that people need prayer. We know that there's power in prayer. We know if it wasn't for prayer, some of us wouldn't even be here. And Father, we're just so thankful for this upcoming event, and that it will glorify your name, and you will have all the praise, honor, and glory. Father, we're asking as we go throughout our comments that everything will be done decent and in order. We will be attentive and alert. We thank you for this beautiful lesson. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.